Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
This is a Heart and Hand production.
Hi everyone, and welcome to a very special edition here of Foreign Object, the wrestling pod here on Heart and Hand. Now, it is WrestleMania season, and in the countdown to the big show, we've got a very special edition here of the wrestling quiz. And to join us on this show, we've got some challengers. So as well as the regular voices here from Foreign Object, we've got some of my colleagues over from The Fourth Official, who also run the very successful and popular wrestling pod Eat Suplex, or Eat Sleep Suplex Retweet, and they are challenging the Foreign Object boys to a quiz on WrestleMania history. So it's a warm welcome on the show to the usual suspects, so Kevin Armstrong, Simon Halloran, Craig Fryatt, and Colin McMillan. And joining us for the first time, we've got Stephen Wilson, Ross McLeod, and Gary Kernahan. So the way this show is going to work, myself, Gary Morris, will be your host in the Miz style, because they've got nothing else for me to do. And I'll be giving questions going through four rounds, from WrestleMania 1 right through to WrestleMania 38. As always, for the wrestling quiz, it is 2 points for a correct answer, and we've got 5 questions for each team in each round. We will then have a double points round 5 at the end to try and find our ultimate WrestleMania quiz winners, whether it is the Heart and Hand Foreign Object boys, or whether it's the challengers from Eat, Sleep, Suplex, Retweet. So round 1 is from WrestleManias 1 through 9, and taking us through this for Foreign Object is Kev Armstrong, and for Eat, Sleep, Suplex, Retreat, it is Gary Kernahan. How are we doing, lads?
All right. My first question is going to be, Gary, can I just ask how you're on a successful wrestling podcast with other lads, or is that, save that for the end?
No, you can absolutely go right in with that.
No, I'm only joking. It's good to have the lads on here. Hopefully the listeners will enjoy this. I'll tell you if I enjoy it in about 20 minutes.
Aye, the wrestling quiz is always a bit of a kind of good laugh. So, we should enjoy this one. So, yeah, round one, which will kick off. So, as I say, 2 points for a correct answer. Now, as defending champions, Heart and Hand, you've got the option of going first or second.
I'll go first. I'll mess it up early.
So, Kev, question one. Who went into WrestleMania 1 as the defending Intercontinental Champion?
Oh, I thought you were going to give me an easy one to start with, Gary. WrestleMania 1, I'll say, I guess, Greg Valentine.
Greg the Hammer Valentine is correct. Yep, he lost via count out to the Junkyard Dog. Okay, Gary, your first question. Who did the Fabulous Moolah beat to retain the WWF Women's Championship in the opening match of WrestleMania 2. It was. Well done, mate. That gets you off the mark with 2 points. Kev, name me two of the four supporting wrestlers in the six-person mixed tag team match at WrestleMania 3, which saw Hillbilly Jim's team beat King Kong Bundy's team. So I need two of the four that weren't Hillbilly Jim or King Kong Bundy.
I want to say Little Beaver, but I think that might be another midget from another time. I'm going to have a stab at sometimes. I want to say they all start with Little. I'd honestly be taking an absolute stab in the dark. I didn't think that women's question could get any worse for me, but I think when you went with the little people, the midgets, I think that is worse. So no, I'm going to pass on that one.
Okay, well, yeah, I'll give you the 1 point for Little Beaver because he was correct. Your other options were Lord Littlebrook, Little Tokyo, and the Haiti Kid.
Nah, no chance. I should just name City, should I?
Okay, Gary. At WrestleMania 4's WWF title tournament, who beat Hacksaw Jim Duggan in the opening round? The Million Dollar Man. Yep, well done. Gets you another 2 points. Okay, Kev. Shawn Michaels made his first WrestleMania appearance at WrestleMania 5 in a tag team match. Which team beat the Rockers at this event?
The Rockers would have been the Twin Towers. Oh, Bossman and Akum.
Yep, well done. Yep, gets you 2 points. Okay, Gary, a traditional Heart and Hand quiz question here for you here. So after how many seconds did the Heart Foundation beat the Bolsheviks at WrestleMania 6? And we'll give you a margin of error of 5 seconds each way. On the absolute nose. Yep, well played. Gets you 2 points. Well done. We'll come back to that picture a little bit later, I think. Kev, which wrestler drove Rhythm and Blues and Jimmy Hart to the ring? Well, didn't even get the question finished, and he's straight in there with Diamond Dallas Page. Yep, well done. Gets you 2 points. That, of course, was at WrestleMania 6. Gary, your fourth question. Who did Mr. Perfect lose to via disqualification in the Intercontinental Championship match at WrestleMania 7? The Big Boss Man, correct. Yep, gets you 2 points. Well played. Kev, your final question in this round. So who joined the Nasty Boys and the heel team for the big 8-man tag match at WrestleMania 8? You got 1 point for each.
Oh, I remember this because they introduced them with the wee funny announcer, didn't they? It was the lines off like Family Feud or something. It was the Mountie and my favourite member of Demolition, the Repo Man.
It was, yep, well played. Gets you 2 points. Yep, there was the American Family Fortunes host, Ray somebody, I think it was, from memory. But yep, well played. Gets you 2 points. Final question of the round for you, Gary. Who portrayed the second Doink the Clown at WrestleMania 9? It was, yep, better known as Skinner, of course. And, yep, that gets you 2 points and a clean sweep in that round. So well played. So going into round two, we've got eat, sleep, suplex, retreat, and a slight lead on 10 points. Heart and hand for an object on 9. Well played. Okay, right, before we kind of let you go, Gary, talk to me a little bit about that Brett photo. Nice. Amazing. Excellent. I met him at Watterson's when he did his book tour. This has gone back about 25 years ago. So, yeah, it was mental. Yeah, that was probably my fault, mate. Sorry. Well, on that note, Gary, we'll let you go because no one likes a show off. But no, well played. but yeah, 10 points to 9 gives you a very short lead going into round 2, which is on WrestleMania's 10 through 19. So for this round, representing For an Object, it's Sai, and for Eat, Sleep, Suplex, Retweet, it's Ross McLeod. Evening, gents.
All right.
Hello.
Yes, I'm doing full Bret Hart, WrestleMania 10. I'm pulling double duty the next few rounds.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's been a dropout from your time, but Fabulous Freebirds rules apply, so we'll get away with it. We'll be all good. Given that you guys started round one, so For an Object, we'll get the first question in this round. As always, 2 points for a correct answer. So, Sai, your first question. Yep. Which tag team won the tag team title match via countout at WrestleMania 10?
Men in a Machine.
Whoop, there it is. Gets you off the mark with 2 points. Okay, Ross, your first question. Who did Owen Hart and Yokozuna beat to win the tag titles at Mania 11?
The Smoking Guns, was a Billy and Bart gun.
It was. Well played, 2 points. Okay, Sai, what was the stipulation in the six-man tag team match at WrestleMania 12?
Six-man tag. I'm sure Yokozuna was involved in this one. Is it to do with Corny? The winners of... I'm sure whoever lost, if Cornette's team lost, they would have 5 minutes fighting.
Yep, absolutely, yeah. So if Yokozuna's team had won, then they would have got 5 minutes in the ring with Jim Cornette. So yeah, well played. Get you 2 points. Now, Ross, who did Triple H beat at WrestleMania 13 to get his first WrestleMania victory?
I believe it was Goldust.
It was. Yes, well played. Certainly didn't win at WrestleMania 12.
I was panicking that you were going to ask me, how many seconds did it take Ultimate Warrior to be? Was it, oh God, no.
But no, yeah, but it was Goldust beaten at 13. Okay. Sai, during the tag team battle royal that opened WrestleMania 14, who was the final team eliminated by LOD 2000?
I don't know if it was the old Midnight Express. Is that who? Like the new Midnight Express?
Was it the old song called?
It was, yep. So yeah, the new Midnight Express, Bart Gunn and Bob Holly.
Yes.
Yep, well played. Oh, 2 points. Okay, Ross. Who accompanied the team of D'Lo Brown and Test to the tag team title match at WrestleMania 15?
Oh, see, this is the last WrestleMania before I started watching. The Godfather's Hose?
No. It was Ivory.
I mean, I'm sure she applied to be a hoe at one point, I'm sure.
No, can't give you that one, I'm afraid. Unlucky. Sai, who was the only person to pick up 2 falls in the Hardcore Battle Royal at WrestleMania 16?
This is a tough one. I would have been sure it would be one of the Hollies, but who else is in it? I'll take a guess.
Taz. Is correct. Yeah, well done. Gets you 2 points. Ross, who won the European Championship at WrestleMania 17?
My favourite European champion, Eddie Guerrero.
It was Eddie, yep. Do you know who he beat?
Test.
It was Test. Yep.
Well, Banner played. Year 2001 for Test. Won every title.
But yep, gets you 2 points. Okay, final question of the round for you both. So, Si, Mania 18, yep. Who retained the tag team championships in a four corners match?
Billy and Chuck.
Yep.
Chuck and Billy.
Absolutely. Gets you 2 points and a clean sweep. Well played. Ross, your final question. Which match at WrestleMania 19 had the longest running time of 22 minutes, 31 seconds?
Oh. Try to think. Was it the main event, Angle Lesnar?
It wasn't, no. It was Shawn Michaels versus Chris Jericho. So the perfect round there for Si means that Foreign Object has opened a slight lead going into round three. Scores are 16 to 8 Sleep Suplex Retreat and 19 for Foreign Object. Round three is on WrestleMania's 20 through to 29. Ross is staying on for the challengers, and stepping up for Foreign Object is Craig Fryett. Evening, Craig. First time we've heard from you tonight.
Hello there. How are you doing?
Very well. Very well. You confident in your range of manias?
Yeah. Why not?
There we go. Okay, so as following the format...
Me doing that last round.
Yeah, well, does 20 to 29 suit you better, Ross, than the previous era?
Oh, God, I'm not going to say yes, because then I'll get none out of five. Little right, empty.
We'll see how we go. We'll see how we go. Okay, Craig, your first question. Again, 2 points for a correct answer. So who was the special guest referee for the Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar match at WrestleMania 20?
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
That was the Rattlesnake. Yep, well played. Gets you 2 points. Ross, who did Trish Stratus retain her WWE Women's Championship against at Mania 21?
Christy Hemme.
It was Christy Hemme. Yep, well played. Gets you 2 points and off the mark for this round. Craig, which song was promoted heavily as the tagline for WrestleMania 22?
Shine Down, I Dare You.
It wasn't, no. Peter Gabriel's Big Time. Ross, name two of the ECW New Breed team that lost at WrestleMania 23 to the ECW Originals in an 8-man tag.
Elijah Burke and Marcus Corvon.
Yeah, well played. Gets you 2 points. You want to show off and give me the other two as well? Or
Kevin Thorne and Matt Stryker.
There we go. Well played. Yep. Still only gets you 2 points. But
yeah. Outrageous, outrageous. I'm not your show pony, Morris.
But the fact that you actually remembered the name of Marcus Corvon is probably quite impressive, because I don't even think he remembers who he was at that time. So, yeah, very well played. The ECW New Breed, that wasn't overly successful as a as a gimmick, to be fair, but they've got a Mania match.
Fair play.
Okay, Craig, who was Raw's competitor in the battle for brand supremacy at WrestleMania 24?
24. It's Umaga v. Batista, or try to remember which one it was. Umaga?
Umaga is correct. Yeah, well played. And you're quite right to say that he was beaten by SmackDown's Batista. Ross, the tag team titles were unified at WrestleMania 25. The Colons won by defeating which reigning World Tag Team Championship side?
Miz and Morrison.
It was, yep, well played. 2 points. Okay, Craig, who was the special guest referee for the grudge match between Bret Hart and Mr. McMahon at WrestleMania 26?
The man with the toothpick and the sunglasses, it's Bruce Hart.
Bruce Hart, yeah, well done. Gets you 2 points. Big Bret Hart fan, awful match. Ross, the mixed gender tag match of WrestleMania 27 featured John Morrison teaming with Snooki and Trish Stratus to take on Dolph Ziggler and who?
Layla and Michelle McCool.
It was, yeah, well done. Gets you 2 points. And the final questions of the round for you both. Craig, your last one. SmackDown's Team Teddy at WrestleMania 28 contained Booker T, Kofi Kingston, The Great Khali, and Zack Ryder. But who are the other two members of Team Teddy?
Santino. And Kofi?
No, it's already said Kofi. But yeah, we'll certainly give you Santino. The other member was R-Truth. So yeah, Booker T, Kofi Kingston, Great Khali, Zack Ryder, Santino Marella, and R-Truth were Team Teddy. Mania 28. Final question of the round, Ross, and your chance for a clean sweep. WrestleMania 29, who did Alberto Del Rio defend the World Heavyweight Championship against?
A very boring Jack Swagger.
It was, absolutely. And that gets you the clean sweep and moves you up onto 26 points. Craig, with 7 points in that round, means that Foreign Object are also on 26 points as we go into round number 4. And we've now got some of the main eventers. So for Foreign Object, we've got Colin McMillan. And for Eat, Sleep, Suplex, Retweet, Stephen Wilson. Evening, gents.
Hello.
Evening, Gary.
Couldn't be tighter at 26 points each going into the final round here. How confident are you lads?
As much as I claim to know a lot about wrestling, I am a really bad quizzer, as Ross will adhere to.
Awful.
from my point of view, Gary, we've just heard some very good quizzing from people, not many questions getting dropped so far. So hopefully I don't ruin it for everybody here and just get all of my questions wrong, which I'm more than capable of doing, even with the new stuff, because you're going to ask me questions about WrestleMania when I was watching AEW here, but we'll see what happens.
Yes, okay, but yep, usual format, so 2 questions for a correct answer. We'll start off with Colin. Who teamed with Kane to take on The Shield at WrestleMania 30?
It was the New Age Outlaws, wasn't it?
Oh, you didn't know, although you did know, and that gets you 2 points. Well played. Stephen, your first question of this evening. Who did the Big Show eliminate last to win the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal at WrestleMania 31?
Damien Mizdow.
The legend himself, yes, gets you 2 points. Well played. Colin, who entered WrestleMania 32 as Intercontinental Champion, only to lose it in a multi-man ladder match to Zack Ryder?
That was, I think that was Kevin Owens.
You would be correct, yep. Yeah. That gets you another 2, well played. And lots of talk about Zack Ryder coming back, potentially, maybe not at WrestleMania, but it certainly appears to be on his way back to WWE, which would be a good thing, I think.
I'd love that. I'd be delighted with that, Gary. I love Zack.
Stephen, the Hardys famously returned to win the Tag Team Championships at WrestleMania 33 in a 14 ladder match. Who joined the OC and the Bar in this match with the Hardys?
I've only got one word to describe them. Enzo and Cass.
It was, yes, absolutely. Gets you 2 points, well played. Colin, who won the Raw Women's Championship at WrestleMania 34?
That was a particular favourite of mine, as you know, Gary. Nia Jax.
It was. Who was your wrestling? Can you remember?
I think it was Alexa Bliss.
It was Alexa.
Because yeah, it was okay. Quite a... The profile of the two of them was quite different when they stood next to each other.
Yes, it wasn't the greatest women's match I've ever seen in my life, I'll put it that way. But yep, get you 2 points.
I think Nia tried her best, but Alexa struggled.
Stephen, at WrestleMania 35, which team won the Four Corner Women's Tag Team Championship?
Now I remember this very fondly because Ross shouted at a child once it happened. It was the Iconics.
It was the Iconics. I'll come back to that story once we're finished, I think. I think there's more to be had there. But yep, it gets you 2 points. Cullen, who did Shane McMahon beat in a Falls Count Anywhere match at WrestleMania 35?
So I was WrestleMania 35. This was this ridiculous match with Braun Strowman, wasn't it?
No, it was The Miz.
Oh, damn it.
Unlucky, mate. Unlucky.
Okay.
Stephen, WrestleMania 36 was famously held over two nights. What match opened night two?
I've hit a blank here. I don't think it's right. I'm going to go Aleister Black and Bobby Lashley.
It's not right, no. We're about to see it again, although for a different championship. For the NXT.
She came out dressed as like a... Was it Mortal Kombat or something? Rhea came out dressed as... Oh, I hit a complete blank.
Unlucky, bud. Final question of the round for you both. So, Colin, what was the gimmick for the Apollo Crews Big E match at WrestleMania 37?
This was the ridiculous one where he came out dressed as the kind of African warrior type thing, wasn't it? Was it like a Nigerian drum fight or something like
Nigerian
that?
Nigerian drum fight, yep. First and probably last ever Nigerian drum fight in
probably
WWE history, but it's enough to get you 2 points. Stephen, what was the longest match of the two-night WrestleMania 38 card at 24 minutes and 5 seconds?
The longest match at the WrestleMania 38 card?
Yes.
It was... Oh, I'm trying to remember here. I think it was Edge versus AJ Styles.
You are spot on. Yep, 24 minutes, 5 seconds of Edge and AJ Styles. Which means after four rounds, it could not be tighter. We've got Foreign Object on 34 points and Eat Sleep Suplex Retreat on 34 points. We now move into round five, which is our double points final battle. So the questions get slightly tougher, but the rewards get slightly better when you get 4 points for a correct answer. Now, representing Eat, Sleep, Suplex, Retreat in this one will be Stephen, given that Ross has already pulled at double duty and Gary's away home. So who is going to be stepping up from Heart and Hand for an object?
I nominate Simon, I think. What do you boys think?
Oh, I don't know. As long as it's not me, because I don't want to blame.
Okay, so ball. Simon stepping up. So double points in this one. And as I say, it all comes down to this. So, question one in the final round. How many WrestleManias have been held in the state of Texas?
There's been two recent ones for starters. I'm just trying to think what the big stadium shows.
No, it's four. So WrestleMania X7, 25, 32, and 38.
Yep.
Okay, Stephen, your first one. Who won the largest Money in the Bank match at WrestleMania history at Mania 23?
At Mania 23... Was that CM Punk?
It wasn't. It was Mr. Kennedy.
Kennedy.
Yes, I'm lucky. Si, who did Rey Mysterio beat in the first Intercontinental title match at a WrestleMania in 7 years at WrestleMania 25?
That's the one they dressed up as the Joker, wasn't it, Ray? JBL, I think that was one of JBL's
JBL, yep, matches. Well played, gets you 4 points. Stephen, which actor was the guest ring announcer for the main event of WrestleMania 10?
Is that Burt Reynolds?
Was Burt Reynolds, yeah, well played. Gets you 4 points. Sorry. Which guest host of WrestleMania also won a championship on the same evening?
What's his fate? Rob Gronkowski.
Was, yep, for the 24/7 title at Mania 36. Gets you another 4. Okay, Stephen, let's test your American sports knowledge. So which former Chicago Bears player was in the corner of Lawrence Taylor at WrestleMania 11?
Oh, yeah, I hate American football. Was it William Fridge Perry?
Was it? No, Steve Mongo McMichael.
I should have guessed Mongo McMichael, freaking wrestling guy. It was him or Fridge.
Unlucky, mate. Simon, which former American Idol winner performed America the Beautiful at WrestleMania 26?
WrestleMania 26. American Idol. Got to be a woman anyway. I only watched 26. I was 28. I watched a couple of years ago. 26. American Idol. I'd be lying. I'll take a guess. Is it Fantasia?
Fantasia Barrino. Yep. Well done. Gets you 4 points. Well played, mate. Back to Steven. Which rapper introduced Machine Gun Kelly's performance at WrestleMania 28?
Florida?
It wasn't, no. It was Sean Combs, better known as Puff Daddy. And final question of the round for you both. So, Simon, what song was performed at WrestleMania for the first time by country western singer Reba McEntire? Yes.
Which song?
Wasn't, no. It was Star Spangled Banner.
No.
And it was at WrestleMania 7. So it previously been America the Beautiful all the way through, but they did Star Spangled Banner for Mania 7 due to the theme they were having at that time with America and Iraq and Slaughter and Hogan. Stephen, former Miss USA Tara Conner accompanied who to the ring at WrestleMania?
You've literally picked up every part of WrestleMania knowledge. I've not a clue about Gally. WrestleMania as in WrestleMania 1?
Just at a WrestleMania. So it's the only one that Miss Conner appeared at.
Absolutely no idea. Actually, was it Donald Trump?
It was Donald Trump, yep. Mania 23's Battle of the Billionaires were played, and that gets you 4 points. So, final scores on the doors this evening. Eat, sleep, suplex, retreat with a very creditable 42 points. But our winners are Heart and Hand, Foreign Object, with a score of 46. Well played, lads.
Good game, man.
That was tight. That was close. Yeah, could have been anybody's, really.
Thank God the midgets didn't come back to bite me, man.
just couldn't reach.
I really think we would have won this if Derek Alfredo Morelos Kernahan didn't get sent off and no come on the show. He let us down. 2 points dropped because of Derek.
I know. Right. Shocking.
I'm going to circle back to that question earlier on, and there's a bit of a story there about shouting at people. So let's hear that before we round off this recording.
So on each Leap Suplex retweet, we run a wee sweep at every pay-per-view. And so there's no ties, we usually have wee tiebreakers. So like in the tag title match, it was what member of the team gets the pin and what member of the team takes the pin. And I was needing to get a really good final few matches to be in the running for winning it. And I can't remember which member of the Iconics it was, but whoever it was that got the pin, I had them.
It was Peyton Royce, I think it was.
Peyton Royce. She pinned Bailey. I didn't yell in the face of a child. I yelled because I was...
You literally went, yes, get up here.
I did not. I yelled, yes, come on, because I was back in the sweep race, forgetting I was next to Gary's young daughter, wearing her full Bailey t-shirt, headband, tassels on the arms, wristbands, the whole memorabilia, and she just looked at me as if I had broke her heart, as if it was me that had pinned her favourite wrestler on the TV. Really, I mean, the sweeps just get very tense.
But yeah, no, good story. And yeah, we always get Gary's daughter to write to NXT because it's probably an opening for Bailey's sidekick, given that young lassie's not longer on the scene anymore. So there's maybe a story to be told there. But no, very close competition, lots of correct answers. I'm sure you'll agree that there was lots of obscure questions in there. We didn't stick with the kind of common ones and the main events and the top names that you'll all know there. But lots of good knowledge being shown there across all the teams, across all the rounds. And lots to whet everyone's appetite going into WrestleMania season. And you'll
Gary,
get full coverage.
Gary, well done. Well done, Gary, and putting it all together, my man. Very good, well done.
Thank you very much for having us on.
Yep, you'll get full coverage of the full WrestleMania season, both here on Heart and Hand for an Object and also with the lads over at Eat, Sleep, Suplex, Retweet. So, yeah, big thank you to everyone for making their time available tonight. It's been a lot of fun.
Cheers, everyone.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Was a Heart and Hand production.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.